All right, next item. I got a memo from the chief. Now, he is tired of getting reports about security guards falling asleep at their stations. Now, come on, guys. You're professionals. This is embarrassing. From now on, if you want to take a nap, get a sleeping buddy. Okay? That way, if one of you falls asleep, the other one can make sure you don't get caught. Okay, the last thing is the studio's doing a movie about a security guard, and some actor who's playing the lead is going to be shadowing us for a few days to research his role. He's supposed to be coming by here this morning.
Okay. Great, we're going to have some little pretty boy actor breathing down our necks all week.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God, it's Walker! It's Walker!
I call Chuck Norris is my sleeping buddy. Hey, guys, you never guess who's going to be working side by side with me at the guard gate. Chuck Norris. He's doing a movie about security guards.
Well, what's he like?
Oh, he seemed nice. I mean, we only talked for a few seconds, but tomorrow we're going to be hanging out with him all day. You know? Who knows? Maybe Chuck Norris and I are going to become friends.
Wow, Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Our first date was a Chuck Norris movie. And if I remember correctly, I was wearing that loose sweater, and 20 minutes into the movie, it was your hand that was missing in action.
Hey, you know, Sammy's school has that auction coming up. Do you think Chuck could sign some stuff for it?
No, Kim. The poor guy's probably got people bothering him all the time. People wanting to take a picture with him, people wanting him to sign stuff, people walking up and singing a theme to Walker, Texas Ranger.
Come on. Who remembers the theme to Walker, Texas Ranger?
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth from wrong and right. Because the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Every wrong you do, he's gonna see. Because if you are in Texas, look behind you. Because that's where the ranger's gonna be. Gonna be. Gonna be.
So this commission has no choice but to deny the requested military spending. All the evidence clearly shows that there are no more American prisoners of war.
Just a minute, Senator.
We have a few men here who would disagree.
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just had this weird dream. Oh, man, I can't believe I'm so excited about working with Chuck Norris tomorrow that I'm having dreams about him. Man, if the guys at work knew, they would really bust my chops.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right.
Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Anyone you do is gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you.
Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. Today I'm going to show you some exercises on the Total Gym. The Total Gym is the fastest and most effective way to work out. The results are amazing. Right, Billy?
That's right, Chuck. Check this out.
See that? My friend Billy went from a keg to a six-pack in just 3 short weeks.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Roy.
What are you reading?
Just going over the security guard handbook in case, you know, Chuck has any questions.
Look at you. Going all out of your way to impress a guy. That is sad.
Are you wearing cologne?
Yeah, it's French. You think you'll like it?
All dolled up for Chuck, huh?
Oh, is that today?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chuck. Wow, look at you in our uniform. Boy, somebody tries to walk out of here with a ream of paper, some Post-its, they are in for the surprise of their life.
Guys, I want to say thanks for letting me observe. Now, I don't want you to do anything special because I'm here. I just want to get a feel for what you guys do day in and day out.
Excuse me. Headquarters. Huh? We'll be right there. A woman's locked herself out of her office in Bungalow 9. Looks like today starts early.
Let's roll.
Oh, thank God. I'm late for a meeting and I need my report. Mr. Savitsky's already called twice looking for me.
Calm down, ma'am. I've got the situation under control now.
So is this a typical call for you guys?
Yeah. We're the guys they call when stuff like this goes down. Now, that's our job. We put out the fires.
Well, not the actual fires. For that, they call the fire department.
But if there's a big blow-up, they call us.
But not if something actually blows up.
Then they would just call the fire department again.
Are you Chuck Norris?
No, ma'am. Brian Banks, security guard.
All right. Here we go.
I got it now. Here we go. God, Jimmy, let me try. Just stop it. I got it.
Look, you broke it off in the lock.
You broke it off.
I really have to get to this meeting.
Don't worry, ma'am. We'll send the papers down as soon as we get the door open.
You know, Chuck, sometimes in this job you have to get a little physical.
Let me try.
Ow. Oh. You know, it looks a lot easier when you do it, Chuck.
Well, that's because in a movie it's a breakaway door. Now, I'm no carpenter, but I think that door's made out of mahogany.
I'm no doctor, but I think I broke my foot.
You know what? Try with my credit card.
Look, you already tried. Let me try.
Oh, don't push me in front of Chuck.
Don't push me.
Oh, you talking about pushing?
No, I'm going to push
you. Okay, now's off, brother.
Right, this is ridiculous.
You two fight over Chuck Norris yourselves. I'm out.
What's your problem?
This is crazy. This is the best job I've ever had. I'm not going to lose it over something stupid like this. I can't afford to. There's too many people counting on me at home. I got a family to worry about. And I'm not going to lose it over something like this. That's more important to me than anything.
There's too many people counting on me at home. I've got a family to worry about. And that's more important than anything.
What?
That's the character, Jimmy. That's the character I'm looking for.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, I've got to take off. Jimmy, why don't you come over to the house tonight?
What?
Why don't you come over and hang out and let me learn more about you?
Okay. Sure, Chuck. Thanks, man.
Okay.
So, Chuck, I don't have any plans tonight.
Me either.
Well, great. Why don't you two get together and do something?
Hello?
Hi, I'm here to see Chuck.
Oh, sure, you must be Jimmy. Come on in.
Okay.
I'm Chuck's wife, Gina.
Oh, wow. Good for him. I mean, good for you. Good for all of you.
Chuck will be out in a minute. He's in the middle of his nightly ride.
Oh, cool. What's he got, like a Harley or something?
Chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo. Okay, last stop, Sleepy Town. Oh, I think it's time for bed.
All right, say goodnight. It's time for bed.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night. Well, hey, Chuck, I didn't realize you had a daughter.
Yeah, actually, I got twins. Her brother's asleep right now. Oh. Boy, they're a handful. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I got two boys.
Either one of them and their terrible twos?
Yeah, both. Unfortunately, they're 5 and 7.
Well, grab a seat.
Okay, sure.
Can I get you something to drink?
Yeah. Love a beer or something. Wow. Never thought I'd be in Chuck Norris's living room. At least not without a star map and a crowbar.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. The only thing I have in the fridge are these juice boxes.
Oh. Harvest peach. Yeah.
Now, if you don't like that, I think I got some Mary Berries left.
No. Peach is good.
Okay.
It's the spot.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Chuck, I know you've been wanting to know everything there is to know about being a security guard, so I've given it a lot of thought. You know, a lot of people make fun of security guards, but the reality is that it can be a very dangerous job. And we really are the first line of defense before the cops get there, and that's always in the back of your mind when you're putting on the badge every morning. Because the truth is, bad things could happen.
Do you know the words Little Bunny Foo Foo?
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry, but my kids keep asking me to sing this song to them, and you said you had kids, and I thought maybe you might know the words to it.
Little Bunny Foo Foo hopping through the forest.
Hold it. Let me get a pen.
Hey, I was hanging out with Chuck.
I don't know. We just talked for a little while and watched a movie.
Well, was it fun?
Yeah, I don't know, I guess. It wasn't what I expected, you know? He's just a regular guy, a dad with kids, you know? It was like watching a movie with Greg.
Really? Does Chuck pretend he has to go to the bathroom doing scary parts?
That was one movie, Christine, and I happened to grow up in a house that may or may not have had a poltergeist.
Hello.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Chuck.
Oh, hey, Chuck. How's it going?
Great. Hey, I forgot to ask you what time I should meet you at the studio tomorrow.
Well, my shift starts at 9, so I'll probably get there around 9:15.
Okay, great. Look who is up. What are you doing up, sweetheart, huh? Come here. Come here to Daddy. Oh, Jimmy, you went through this not too long ago. What do you do when your kids wake up in the middle of the night?
I usually start snoring and hope I win the fake sleeping contest with my wife.
Hey, someone wants to say hi to you. Danley, you'll say hi to Jimmy, okay? Okay, say hi to him, sweetheart. Oh, no. Now Dakota's up. Keep talking to Danley, will you?
Chuck, no. Hello? Hi, Danley. Okay. No, I don't think so. No, I really don't want to. No, don't cry. Don't cry. Please don't. Little bunny foo foo, scooping out the field mice, popping them on the head.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
Hey, Jimmy, I won't be able to shadow you today, but I was thinking that if you're not doing anything for lunch, why don't you meet me at Joey's Gym on Robertson?
Ah, Joey's Gym. Cool. Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, man. See you down there. Well, this is more like it, okay? I'm going to be working out with Mr. Chuck Norris. You know, I thought it was cool enough I'd be hanging out with Chuck Norris. I never dreamed he'd actually take me down to the dojo.
I did. Only in my dream, we both ate baskets and baskets of fried clams.
At the dojo?
Oh, I thought you said hojos.
And all I know is at lunch today, I am going to be pumping iron at the gym with Mr. Chuck Norris.
Hey, Jimmy, over here. I thought you'd bring your kids.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. I got two of them. Come over here next to Dakota and grab a corner. You're just in time for the parachute song.
Up and down and around, sun go under and make a funny sound.
Oh, you're here. It's been spending so much time with Chuck these past few days, I didn't expect to see you.
I decided I needed a little alone time.
Don't answer that.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Chuck. I just looked at three magazines and can't get a straight answer. When do you go from diapers to pull-ups? Call back.
Why didn't you want to talk to him?
Hey, Jimmy, it's Chuck. I'm at the store looking at baby wipes. I don't want to get that brand that's too soggy. You know what? I'm just going to take a chance. Bye. Jimmy, quick question. Do these wipes dry out? Because I'm buying them in bulk, and it seems like there's about 20,000 of them in there. Wait. Inside the big box? They're just regular small packages. We're cool. Later. Hey, it's me. Just realized my kids are almost potty trained. I don't think I'm going to need 20,000 wipes. I'm not going to buy them. I guess I didn't have to call and tell you that. Sorry.
It's killing me, Christine. This isn't what I pictured when I thought about hanging out with Chuck Norris.
Come on, Jimmy. Is it really such a bad thing that Chuck Norris is just a regular dad?
I don't want to hang out with Chuck Norris, the dad. I got enough friends that are dads. I want to hang out with Chuck Norris, the action hero.
Well, what are you going to do, Jimmy? Break up with him? Man, how do you break up with Chuck Norris?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to take him to a public place. There won't be some big scene.
Hey, Jimmy, do you know they have CDs now where they put your kids' names in? Listen to this.
Ring around the rosy.
Dakota.
Pocket full of posies.
Dakota.
Pretty cool, huh? Want to hear first, Shaka?
Dump him.
We are so over.
Oh. It's Gina calling me from home. She's sending me a picture. Oh, wow! Finally! Dakota's sitting on the potty, Jimmy. Look at this. Dakota's sitting on the potty.
Chuck, we need to talk.
Okay.
Listen, Chuck, this relationship isn't working out for me.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought hanging out with you would be different, you know? I wanted to hang out with Chuck Norris, the movie star, you know, tough, dangerous. Not the Chuck Norris who holds up a diaper and says, Jimmy, is it supposed to be this color?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that maybe we should go our separate ways. Maybe you should shadow someone else.
Look, I can't live up to the way I am on the screen, okay? I mean, really think about it, Jimmy. If someone hit you over the head with a chair, you'd be in a coma.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I guess I was just hoping for something more.
Well, the Chuck Norris you're hoping for isn't a person, Jimmy. It's a persona. And I thought a down-to-earth guy like you would see that and like me for who I am, but I guess I was wrong. I'm sorry I disappointed you.
No, wait, Chuck. All right, I'm sorry.
Let's save it, okay? You've said enough. Oh, sorry about that, buddy.
Hey, look at this. Chuck Norris.
Excuse me.
You think you're so tough, don't you?
Look, nobody's looking for trouble, okay?
Well, what's the matter? I mean, you're Chuck Norris. You're not supposed to take this crap from a dirtbag like me.
Please don't poke me.
You know what? Just leave him alone. He's not the Chuck Norris you think he is.
Oh, yeah? Not that tough in real life, are you?
Now, be nice.
Hey!
I told you, Jimmy, he's probably in a coma.
my God, that was so cool. Me and Chuck Norris fighting back to back. That was unbelievable.
So long, Jimmy.
Wait. Don't go. This is what I was talking about. This is the Chuck Norris I wanted to hang out with.
Sorry, you had your chance.
Wait, Chuck! I'm sorry. Call me!
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Hey, don't forget to stop at the store and pick up some paper and some Post-its.
I don't need to stop at the store. I snagged some stuff from the supply closet. No one will ever know.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Chuck Norris?
Brian Banks, security guard.
Greg?